talk about what's going on with David Letterman today. This is kind of interesting. It's not, I'm not saying you can't cancel somebody who's no longer on television, but it's interesting that the current generation of people that are like reporters and stuff like that, I love that they're going back and they are looking at old interviews and they're calling out stuff that, you know, I'm mad at myself. I'm mad at myself because at the time I was watching these interviews and it was uncomfortable. Like watching it was uncomfortable. I felt uncomfortable. I remember like Cher had called him out and we were all like, yeah, but it wasn't cancel culture then. Nobody made him apologize for anything. But if you look at his body of work, which is what a couple of these journalists are starting to do, looking at his body of work in terms of how he speaks to women, and not just women, but women in pop culture who have had a hard time, like who have been dragged, you know, whether it's because something they had done or their personalities or they were arrested or whatever, you know, the women that like get the most tabloid fodder, they're still human beings, but he's really condescending and misogynistic in the way he speaks to them. Like in one interview, we're not going to play this one because it's just too cringy. He has this one interview that he does with Christina Aguilera where she mentions how she took out her piercings. And the whole interview is about like where her piercings are. Can you get me? Where's your piercing? Is there one where I can't see? And she's like, can we move on? And he's not. He's like, he's still hounding this. So I'm watching that. I'm like, how did this even get started? And it got started with this one really cool journalist who went back and looked at an interview that Lindsay Lohan did with David Letterman in like, I want to say 2013, maybe. So in the interview, she sits down and she's joking and trying to have a good time. And she wants to do this like bit with him. But then the producer's like, no, that's not going to work. And then he starts asking her directly about her being in prison and her being in rehab.
Aren't you supposed to be in rehab now?
Yeah.
Do you not watch anything that goes on?
I do.
Tabloid now?
Now here's what
May 2nd.
I was under the May 2nd.
Yes.
And how long will you be in rehab?
3 months.
How many times have you been in rehab?
Several.
And what? How will this time be different? What are they rehabbing, first of all? What?
Okay, first off, so far, great questions on his part.
Right, except for the fact that he was told not to ask her these questions, which she'll mention.
Blah, blah, blah.
She's playing along. She has a good sense of humor about herself. But look at how uncomfortable she becomes. Just watch.
What are you going to work on when you walk through the door?
We didn't discuss this in the pre-interview.
No.
See?
But it'll be 3 months and you're
No, looking... I think to be honest, I'm the happiest when I'm working and the healthiest, and I think this is an opportunity for me to, you know, focus on what I love in life, and I don't think it's a bad thing.
She's pivoting because she doesn't want to talk about that.
Addiction problems?
But see, he's still hounding it. Like it's okay to ask her though. He would never ask a male.
He's had plenty of male guests on.
I think we can go back and find a Robert Downey Jr. Interview that he brought that up.
I'm glad that you say that because that's the one that people are comparing it to. He did not ask Robert Downey Jr. those questions. It was about like what he's doing next in his movie and how brave he is. And
I have to watch it.
For the love of God. So now, when you go to the rehab, what are they?
See, he's still asking this, even though she made it pretty clear she didn't want to talk about it.
Aside from that side of the positive.
Yeah. All right. I have a list here of things that you've endured. Can I run down a few things?
Oh, can I see them first?
Yeah, go ahead. You can read them.
See, I mean, like, why is it okay for him to do this to her?
Up here, the
I thought you were going to be nice.
These are the appetizers up here. These are the
See,
main
he's
courses.
Just trying to get some press off of her. Bottom. He's not being respectful at all.
Are you okay now? It feels like people should be helping you. Do you have money saved? Therapy? Ask yourself, why always in trouble? You can't make a joke of it.
I'm not joking.
You're not doing that. We're not doing that.
Maybe one or two?
No, this is my thing.
She's saying no, and he's just not hearing it because he has a bit that he wants to do.
Stop.
Yeah, oh, she's tearing up a little bit. God
See,
bless
he
you.
Makes her cry.
I love
there you
too.
Go.
Wow. And the next clip we have is where she's actually crying. I mean, she cried on David Letterman. You don't want to go on David Letterman and cry. It's not Barbara Walters. It's not, you know, 2020 back in the day when she used to like do the gotcha interviews and make people cry. This is David Letterman. It's supposed to be fun. And she kept saying no. Mm-hmm. Yet he kept hounding it and kept going after her. So after that was released, then the floodgates were open. And everybody on Twitter was like, that was awful. But what about that time? And people brought up, I guess... there was one time he was interviewing Jennifer Aniston. Now, this was before, this was when she was only on Friends, and everybody was concerned about who she's dating, and that was the only thing, that was the only narrative about her. So he also didn't take her seriously. And why don't you play his interview with Jennifer Aniston, yeah, how he treated her?
I would love to.
Yeah, I know you love her.
So, yeah, and I bet she's very, very hot in this in this episode. Okay, here you go. Jennifer Aniston and David Letterman.
Forgive me if this is rude. I just want to try one thing.
Okay.
Anton.
This is so not okay. I mean, she's laughing and she's playing along, but... I'm sure that was horrifying.
Okay, but did she have a problem with this? I mean, we don't know if she had a...
She would never say, because she's, yeah, you know, she's a Hollywood girl. She understands what it is to be part of the Hollywood scene. She knows she has to put up with stuff. And I think that's a lot of it, that women always have to put up with men doing whatever they want to. I mean, he didn't arrange that ahead of time. Mm-hmm. That was super awkward. Which other one do you have? You have the Madonna one?
I have the Madonna one.
Oh. Now, this one is really disrespectful and just, I can't even believe that Madonna ever went on the show. I don't think she went on the show again after this because of this. I think this was her final time on the show for a while. I think she went back later, but yeah, play what happened. I mean, this was like, what, 1998, I want to say.
Oh, okay. A long time ago, way before cancel culture. Yeah. And right. If she went back on the show, then she didn't have an issue with this. If she went back.
I think she went back years and years later to promote, like, you know, whatever album. But I think she did. Maybe she didn't. Maybe she never went back on the show again. But yeah, it was before cancel culture, of course. But you can, again, it's another famous woman who is always in the tabloids that he felt it was okay to make uncomfortable to get a laugh. You know, at her expense, rather than laughing with. Very right. Different than his interviews with the men that he has on. So there's a fan in the audience who wants a kiss from Madonna. Go back to when he's hounding her to kiss him.
Okay, so Madonna comes out. Yeah. This is,
and it's like the first thing.
23 years ago.
Yeah, there's some random fan in the audience. Just some rando.
I'm only here because there isn't a Knicks game. Don't get excited.
Oh, come on. Let's go kiss a guy in the audience. Why don't you go kiss the guy in the audience?
Why are you so obsessed with my sex life?
As we all know, I have none of my own.
Well,
go kiss the guy in the audience. It would knock him out.
The fact that he would even have the balls to... who asks Madonna to do something like that?
Just on the forehead. I like that. She said, I can't. A lot of people would cave into the pressure and say, oh, all right. They'd go out and kiss him and get it over with.
Yeah, well, I've never succumbed to peer pressure.
Good for you. That's what we love about
Wait.
Madonna.
Yes.
What brings
Incidentally, you are a sick...
See? She let him have it. She called him a sick...
So he deserved it.
Yeah, he definitely deserved it. But it's just, there's so many of those. There's a Paris Hilton one. Every time he had a woman on the show, he rarely was like, you know, tell me about your career or what motivates you or what about your husband and are you guys going to be, you know, just some business question, whatever. If you compare his interviews to not just women, but women that were in the tabloids, he felt they were like fair game, you know, as opposed to men in the tabloids. You know, he didn't treat Brad Pitt the same way. You know, he didn't treat Jack Black or anyone else that had like a alcohol or drinking problem or drug problem, whatever. I don't know. So
this is Paris Hilton.
Oh, the Paris Hilton one's really awkward.
Tell us, looking back on that experience, what have we learned? What can you tell us going forward as you look back?
She's already said she doesn't want to talk about being in prison.
Mm. Well, obviously, it was a very traumatic experience.
God, was it? You know, I think,
I did it, so yeah. I feel like I can do anything.
You
now.
Can survive anything,
yes,
sure.
Definitely.
And I guess the food was just awful, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. It's not supposed to be good. Yeah.
I didn't know she was in prison, by the way.
Yes.
Are you eating alone in your cell, or is it a common dining area?
I missed that.
I was
Sorry.
Always alone.
And alone in your cell. What was dinner usually?
Like jail mystery meat. I have no idea. It was pretty bad.
Yeah. It's just bizarre when you think about it, isn't it? That this was part of your life, that this actually happened to you, that you were in prison, for God's sakes?
I can't believe it either, but it's made me a stronger person. Yeah. So,
have your friends treated you differently?
He's
since
still
you've been
asking
out of the
about
slammer?
It.
Right.
People think that I was really strong, that I went through it. So.
God, it was just ugly, wasn't it? Did you have you made?
But I've moved on with my life, so I don't really want to talk about it anymore. But
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
This is where you and I are different.
Thanks for coming on the show. Thanks for having.
But he kept talking about it. You cut it off. But just so you know, he spent the rest of the interview asking her these questions, even though she said, "I don't want to talk about this anymore. I was strong. It was tough. It's over." But he kept going, and there's so many interviews like that where women sitting down have said, "I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to do that." But yet he just keeps hounding them. He keeps going after it because he's not taking women seriously. I mean, and he's not taking those women seriously. So he's getting dragged for that today. It's a big thing on the internet today, on Twitter.